The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sligo is Ireland's most dangerous county for road deaths. That's according to data compiled by the Irish Independent in the paper today and provided by Road Safety Group Park, the Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority, the RSA. Among the worrying findings is that Ireland is set for an alarming 16% hike in lives lost in traffic tragedies this year. For more on this, I'm joined by the Southern Correspondent for the Irish Independent, Ralph Regal. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, obviously, some counties are, you know, highly populated and other counties sparsely so. Some counties have brilliant roads, motorways running through. Others have less than salubrious roads. So what does all of this mean?
Well, I suppose it's apt that you're in Limerick, Pat, because, I mean, if you take from Limerick's point of view, I mean, Limerick had, I think it was 6 road deaths in 2021. That's up to 13 this year. Now, if you work that out on the basis of population, it gives you 6.33 deaths per 100,000 of the population. And really what it boils down to is several things. First of all, tackling the quality of roads. Second of all, improving general driver behaviour. And thirdly, providing the resources that the Gardaí need to enforce the law and also to ensure that the regulations that are in place to guide driver behaviour, that they're actually being enforced right across all aspects of the justice system. And
no, Ralph, I was going to say to you that, there are lies, damn lies and statistics, and sometimes statistics can mislead. I suppose we should be more concerned about trends going forward year on year on year on year. But looking at Sligo, for example, which is the worst place for road deaths, you would think. The previous year, they had one road death.
Correct.
Then the next year, they have 6. So
yes,
their road deaths have multiplied by a factor of 6. But one catastrophic accident, I don't know how many accidents they had that made up for the 6, but that can distort the whole road safety efforts of an entire county.
It can. No, I think to the best of my knowledge, and having gone through the figures over 2 days, I'm pretty sure that in Sligo's case, you're talking about 6 different collisions. There are a number of counties that have recorded 2 deaths in from a single collision. I think Cork is one. There was one in Dublin as well. But as you say, I suppose you have to also mention the fact that last year you did have the lingering impact of COVID-19 lockdowns, which did reduce the amount of traffic on the roads and therefore certainly had an effect on the road safety figures. But I think the major concern is that, like, we're heading into the most dangerous time of the year, which is the Christmas season, where we do have a lot of awful accidents. And I think the concern amongst road safety campaigners is that this trend of an increase is something that will carry over into next year. And even since this story was written in the Irish Independent, we've had another road fatality in Tipperary. So, you know, if you talk to any of the campaigners, Park in particular, they've done sterling work in terms of campaigning for extra resources for the Garda Traffic Corps, in terms of reforming the law, cracking down on license issues, whatever. I mean, the point that they would make is that one road death is one road death too many. And anything that can be done to bring these figures down again is something that should be embraced by everyone within society.
So which other counties are approaching Sligo's rate of fatality?
Yeah, if I look at the figures, Pat, and as I said, again, it's apt that you're in Limerick. Limerick was one that really shocked me yesterday because, like, if you work through Limerick's figures, they had 5 road fatalities in 2020. They had 6 road fatalities in 2021. That's now at 13. So that is quite an alarming increase for a county. There are issues with some roads in Limerick. I mean, certainly the issue to do with the Cork-Limerick road is an old chestnut in terms of the fact that it is such a busy road and there are parts of it that are certainly quite challenging for drivers. I mean, the other counties, then you'd be talking about Monaghan, and while their number of deaths has the same on the road, so you had 5 deaths in 2021, you have 5 deaths so far this year, and their actual number of deaths per 100,000 of the population is 7.71, which is second only to Sligo. Limerick is up there again. It's 6.33 deaths per 100,000 of the population. Okay.
One of the most extraordinary stats, I suppose, is Dublin. There is an asterisk attached to the Dublin figures because there are some deaths that are being investigated. It is not sure they can be attributed as road deaths. But even if you discount all that, given the huge population of Dublin
Correct.
And the concentration of motor vehicles, the number of movements by transport, be it scooters, bicycles, electric bicycles, motorbikes, cars, white vans, trucks, and all the rest of it. In Dublin, for the previous year, it was two road deaths, and it's given us four, but there is that caveat attached. You'd expect in the densely populated cities that you might have more of a problem, but it appears you don't.
Correct. I mean, it is an extraordinary statistic, like very much as you say there. I mean, there are 11 deaths officially attributed to Dublin. Now, there's four that maybe we're not quite sure about that, which is why we included them to bring Dublin's figure up to 15. But at the moment, officially, there are 11 deaths, which given, I mean, you're talking a population of, what, 1.2 million for the Dublin area is extraordinary, given the fact that if you look at Cork, with a much, much smaller population, admittedly a bigger county, a lot more secondary roads. There are 11 deaths in Cork so far this year, 13 in Limerick. And I suppose on the positive note, if you look at two counties, Carlow and Wicklow, they have yet to record a road traffic fatality this year. And I was particularly taken with Wicklow because Wicklow has emerged as such a kind of a dormitory community for Dublin. You have so many people travelling from Wicklow into Dublin every day. And given that level of traffic, it is quite extraordinary and good to see that there have been no fatalities on the roads in Wicklow so far this year.
Yeah. And again, it would be worth a forensic examination of the quality of roads versus road deaths, because we're always being told that although you shouldn't speed on motorways and so on and so forth, that by and large, motorways are incredibly safe. So if commuters are using motorways to get to and from the capital, they're actually safer. That's the bottom line. I'm not advocating, by the way, breaking the speed limit, but that's a matter of fact. So the people in those counties which are sparsely enough populated like Monaghan, what are they saying? Are they looking at themselves and saying, what could we do? Or are they looking at central government and saying, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think a bit of both, Pat. I think certainly driver behaviour has to always be very close to the top of the list. Speed being the major factor, that's the one thing that the Road Safety Authority and the Gardaí will constantly say is the connection between speed and so many of these awful incidents. But in Monaghan, they're particularly saying the investment in the road quality in terms of improving the infrastructure of roads to make them safer, to make them less challenging for drivers. I think as an overall comment as well, in terms of the statistics, I mean, Susan Gray from Park has commented particularly on the fact that if you look at the number of pedestrians, the number of motorcyclists and the number of cyclists, they account for almost half of the road deaths this year, which is quite a stark figure. The other comment that Park were making is if you look at a breakdown of the figures, and in fairness to Park, they devote an enormous effort into looking at these fatal collisions. The point that they commented is the number of elderly people that have been involved, both in terms of pedestrians and in people in vehicles who've lost their lives. It is actually quite extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. I see a quotation from Sligo Fianna Fáil councillor Donal Gilroy. He's given out about the ministry. He says, unfortunately, our current transport minister is not a fan of roads. He wants everyone on bicycles. But that's not feasible along the west coast of Ireland. It's okay saying travel by bike or public transport if you have a Dart and the Lewis. But when you're in Sligo with one railway line to Dublin, there is no public transport infrastructure. So there we are. Rob, thank you very much for bringing those figures to us, all available in detail in today's Irish Independent.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.